The first thing you're struck by in approaching this piece is how tall it is in relation to its width. It's more than 4.5 feet tall and about 2 feet wide. The next thing you'll notice is a stark contrast between the lighter space in the middle and the tall trees that flank the piece on either side and meet at the top in a spray of pink and purple flowers. The trunk of the tree at right is much wider and gets larger as you move down the canvas. It's only once your eye travels down that trunk and along the ground that we see the main subject of Redon's painting, which the title tells us is Jacob wrestling with the angel. If you hadn't known the title, you might think the subject was two people embracing. The two figures are dwarfed by the trees on either side of them and look ethereal in comparison to the solid, dark brown of the tree trunk. The figures almost seem more suggested than they do solid, with sketchy outlines hinting at their form and perhaps movement. We can't clearly see the face of either figure, as Jacob's head is faced downward, almost as though he's headbutting the other figure, his right arm resting on the other's shoulder. Jacob's right foot is tucked up under him while he seems to be propelling himself forward with his tensed left leg. The angel is indicated as such by some wispy lines and strokes of bright yellow paint that seem to indicate wings. The face is a swirl of lines so that we can't make out any expression. The central part of this image is fairly empty except for the hazy peach and lavender hues of distant mountains. Up close, we can see that the entire canvas is made up of dabs of paint in bright corals and yellows and pastel hues. Even the seemingly dark tree trunk is made up of jewel tones in green, blue, and gold.